第73课.
Cooking hamburgers at McDonald's is not the job I expected to get with my degree in business administration, but at least it's my bread and butter until I find a job that suits my education better. Michael, you've changed 3 jobs in a year. It seems that no job suits you. Either the pay was too low or the manager was nasty. It's not easy to find a job nowadays. You'd better stay on with your job. At least it's your bread and butter. Since the word came out that David will be promoted to vice president, everybody in the office is busy trying to butter him up, except Joseph. Joseph is an honest person. He just doesn't know how to say things that are not true. Some people believe that to butter up your boss is the only way to get ahead. It may be true in some cases, but in my view, the most important thing is your own qualifications and skills.
第74课.
John is a rocket scientist and is supposed to be smart, but you ought to see what a butterfingers he is out around the house. For instance, if I ask him to wash the dishes, he's sure to drop a dish or a cup. Jack, I appreciate your offer to do the dishes, but all of us know you are such a butterfingers, so please don't touch my chinaware. I inherited them from my grandmother. They are very precious to me. My boss really needs to go on a diet and get some exercise. All that rich food he loves to eat is turning him into a real butterball. Laura has a beautiful face, but the way she keeps on eating is making her a butterball. When I talked to her last week about going on a diet, she got so mad. You know, I was only thinking about her own benefit.
第75课.
I never saw a faster horse in my life. He ran like greased lightning all the way from the starting gate to the finish line, and he broke the track record by more than 3 seconds. Walking home, I looked up and got out of the way quick. Here came this black cat, running like greased lightning, and right behind him was this big dog chasing him so closely. As soon as I heard the glass break, I ran out to try to catch who had done it. But the kid ran away like a bat out of hell. So I'll have to pay for new glass myself. We were marching on this road to the front when this German fighter plane came over the hill ahead of us like a bat out of hell. We were lucky. He was flying so low and so fast he didn't even see us, and he was gone before we could even turn our heads.
第76课.
We could see the boss doing a slow burn as he heard one lame excuse after another. His face got redder and redder, and he finally blew up. He shouted at the salesman to clean out his desk and never come back. I was quite relaxed at first. It's common being told to hold on. But after 5 minutes, I could feel a slow burn was building up inside me. By 10 minutes, I was so mad that I slammed the telephone and tore up all the papers. When the water pipe broke in our basement, the plumber we got was slow as molasses. It took him twice as long to fix it as it would somebody else, and he charged twice as much. My daughter Carol is perfect, except for one thing. She eats her 3 meals every day as slow as molasses. It's annoying to see the way she eats, as if the food tastes so bad that she can hardly swallow. I think I'm going to take her to our doctor.
第77课.
You really think Jennifer is the prettiest girl in our class? Give me a break. There are several girls in our class who are better looking than she is. To my mind, Lisa is tops. She not only has looks, she also has brains. Look, kid, I'm working on a term paper that's due tomorrow. I promise to play the video game with you after dinner, okay? Come on, give me a break so I can finish this. Our first year was pretty tough. In fact, we lost money. This second year, I think we'll break even. And now that we are getting more customers, next year we expect to make a healthy profit. Soon after I bought some stocks early last year, the stock prices went down so much that I lost half of my money. Fortunately, I didn't sell them. With the market going up this year, I've now reached the point where I break even.
第78课.
That old guy who runs our mailroom has been with us for 30 years, but he can't handle the work anymore, so I'm going to have to break the news to him that it's time for him to retire. Being in combat was tough enough for a young man like I was then, but the hardest thing was to break the news to the families of men in my outfit who got killed. I was never able to get used to that. Somebody introduced me to this very lovely girl. At first, we didn't know what to say to each other, but finally we managed to break the ice by talking about the movies. And now I'm taking her to a show Saturday night. My wife got mad at me and refused to talk to me for 2 whole weeks. Last night, I again said I was sorry and promised to take her on a trip to Hawaii. That finally broke the ice.